we are going to go ahead and continue our media availabilities. We're now joined by Alex Bowman, driver of the number 48 Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports, and president and general manager, Jeff Andrews. We'll go right ahead, open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand, and we will get a mic on over to you. We'll start in the back with Dustin. Sorry. With Zach. And then we'll come down to Bob.
Zach Sterney, HelloNASCAR.com. Alex, how difficult was it to arrive at this decision? Obviously, there's a lot of thought that goes into something like this. So did it take you long to land on either coming back at all or deciding to step away?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's always been in, like, this time frame. I would say, like, kind of this three-year block, whether it was 26, 27, or 28. And, I mean, that's something we've talked about for a really long time and that I've always had circled. I think with what went on in March, I feel like I, you know, kind of in my head had looked at this year being it quite a bit and talked about that. But, yeah, just trying to make the best decision for me and obviously the best decision for Hendrick Motorsports. I think I really want to end on a more positive note than kind of how this year has been. So that gave me a little more motivation to come back and go one more year. I think it is better for me personally. It's better for Hendrick Motorsports. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, it's been a dream come true to get to drive for HMS and work with everybody there. And yeah, doing our best to end this year strong and have a really strong year next year.
We'll come down here in the front to Bob.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. There's kind of the theory that when a driver is ready to retire, that it's very difficult to do all the work and be and handle everything that's required. So I'm curious, how are you going to handle these next 51 weeks or 51 races without feeling like you just want to hang it up now?
You just made that number sound really big. That got depressing.
Actually, it's 53.
53. Oh, thanks.
If you count the clashes.
Yeah.
The start.
No, for me, I think, I mean, I'm doing more work right now than I ever have at any point in my entire career. Between, you know, everything to do PT on my back every single day, and all the work that has taken to stay in the race car. And, you know, I'm training harder than I ever have, signed up for some road bike climb challenge thing with Josh that I'm highly regretting at this point. I'm walking like a baby deer cause my legs are sore from this week. But, yeah, I think for me, it almost makes it easier, like, coming out and saying it and being like, next year's it, makes it easier to be all in for the next 53 weeks. Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to rip, and, you know, I've always been all in, but yeah, I'm not worried about, you know, not wanting to do the work. I think that has never been a problem for me, and excited to have 53 more chances at it.
And that kind of leads into my next question. Why not just say, hey, I've signed a one-year deal with Hendrick and leave open the possibility that if things go great that, you know, you might continue racing?
Because I'm just not going to continue racing. I think I would love to end on a really high note. Like, I mean, everything goes perfect and we go win a championship and I can walk out that way. That would be amazing, right? That's not going to make me want to stay. And, I think for me, you know, health wise, mental health wise, kind of everything, like this is what I needed to do that was best for me and things I want to do outside of the car. I think also, like, if it was my choice, I wouldn't have made a retirement announcement. I would have just raced until the end of next year and disappeared. But that's not how this sport works. And I think Jesse Essex would have killed me if I tried to do that. So it's part of what we do to make an announcement like this. And yeah, excited to kind of end the questions, right? And just go to work.
We're going to come over here to the middle.
Devin Kupka, Five to Go Podcast. We've seen athletes not only in racing but other sports as well when injuries like this and just sustained injuries over time, they make a decision, say, all right, this is the last season because they can't really do it anymore further just because of their health and all that. For you, why was it that you decided next year you're going to retire instead of this year, given some of the health problems that you've had in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think physical health is, like, the number one contributor here in this situation for me. Obviously, like, I've had my fair share of injuries, but I can still do it. I still feel like I can do it, and I think kind of with everything that we've figured out through the course of the season, everybody helping me in the athletic center with PT every day and everything, like, I think I'm in a good spot there and can continue doing it. I think for me, much more of it is, you know, things I want to do outside the race car, other goals I have in life and stuff I want to do. So, yeah, if it was straight up like I can't do this anymore, it probably would have been this year. But I do feel like I can continue to do it at a high level. And hopefully we can go prove that.
I'll stay right there in the middle.
Andrew Kim for SpeedwayMedia.com. Alex, it was July 14, 2016 when you were named to fill in as an interim driver for Dale Jr. in the Cup Series when he had his concussion. And then a year later, July 20, was when you were named a full-time Hendrick driver for 2018. From those moments leading up to right now, tell us what the journey has been like and what are some top moments you're going to remember as you look forward to finishing off leading up to 2027?
Yeah, I mean, it has been a journey for sure. It hasn't gone exactly how I would have hoped, I guess, in some ways, but at the same time, you know, I've learned so much, I've grown so much as a person, I've got to be, you know, teammates with some incredible people, learn from some awesome people, and be a part of an amazing organization. It's been a lot of fun, even though the stat sheet might not read what I want it to read, it's still been, you know, great in a lot of ways. So 2016, you know, before I filled in, I was broke, selling my seats to pay rent, you know, like barely getting by. And to end up, you know, to be at Hendrick Motorsports for a decade, it's been incredible. It's been a lot of fun, and it means a lot to have the support of everybody at HMS.
We're going to come down here in the front to Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Alex, when you said you would have just raced and then just disappeared, does that mean that you're not possibly considering a post-racing career in broadcasting? And Jeff, how long did it take you all to convince him to come back for next year? How many months did you talk with him about that?
I don't know that anybody wants to listen to me on the broadcast, if I'm being honest. I don't know. I don't know that I would be any good at that. Like, that looks really hard. Like, the broadcasting thing, I would say some dumb stuff and probably get fired pretty quickly. I can't believe that hasn't happened to me in my driving career. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, I plan to stay at Hendrick Motorsports, probably on the performance side, and do some stuff there. Some other cars that I want to go race and drive some really fun stuff. But, yeah, I hadn't really thought about broadcasting, and broadcasting probably hadn't really thought about me. But I'm not saying never. I don't know.
I think from a time standpoint, you know, there was never really a definitive date at which we said, you know, hey, we're going to start talking about this now and we need to finish and have a decision by this date. As Alex has stated, this is, you know, a process, and this is really understanding and listening to, for us, what Alex wanted and how Alex wanted to go out. You know, he's been with us 10, 11 years now, and he's family, and we want to do the right thing for him and allow him to write his story as he exits his sport, and we were fully supportive of whatever those terms were. Along with, you know, our great partner and a great partner to Alex as well, an ally. They're part of this decision, and I know are looking forward to next year and really celebrating this with Alex as he goes into, I'll say, retirement. That sounds like an old word, but he mentioned it, and I said it before, Alex's family, and there's certainly some other opportunities within the Hendrick organization, the Hendrick Performance side. You know, he's a car guy. He loves cars. He loves to, you know, go fast, and Mr. Hendrick has quite a few cars, as we know, and so there's a tie there, and I wouldn't be surprised if Alex is around our campus and part of the Hendrick family for quite some time after next year.
We'll come here to the middle.
Yes, Lewis Frank kicking the tires. For Jeff, you actually touched on it, and I was thinking of this. How do former drivers, how can they contribute to Hendrick? I mean, Jeff Gordon is a super example of that, but what kind of role do you see in former drivers with good relationships?
Sure, I think we feel like there's always a mentorship role and opportunity there for, you know, our drivers who are, you know, have experience and you know, all kinds of things, you know, to offer, you know, whether it be, you know, at or away from the racetrack. I mean, we certainly have been very fortunate to have quite a few guys that have gone through our program. You look at Jimmy and you mentioned Jeff, and there's always opportunities there within our company for those kind of individuals to have an impact on our younger drivers and be out there on the lookout for, you know, who's next and what opportunities might be out there for the future of Hendrick Motorsports. So right now we're obviously focused on Alex and excited about, you know, our final year together with him in 2027 on the racetrack, anyways, in the Cup Series. And, you know, really excited that he would want to continue to be part of our family after that.
We're going to go to Steven, then to Zach, and then to Dustin.
Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Alex, you referenced your back and you referenced the amount of physical therapy you were having to do on that. How much would you say that the sprint car wreck you had in 2023 has lingered over the past 3 years for you?
Yeah, honestly, I would argue that Michigan last year did as much damage. So I think, since then is kind of when everything's popped back up, to have to be constantly kind of working through that. So, breaking your back isn't good by any means. But I think, I was in a pretty good spot until Michigan last year. So, since then, just a lot of work to kind of try to stay on the right side of things. It probably, Michigan and Mexico and kind of everything that went on there, like, probably got it to an okay spot and then forgot about it and let it kind of build up and kind of took a minute to get it back under control this year. But, have a lot of really smart people helping me kind of work through all that stuff. And, some days are good, some days hurt, but that's life.
And then just reading what Jeff wrote yesterday, he referenced that you were in a really bad midget car accident when you were 16. Did that affect you in any way that maybe we didn't see or really didn't think about the past dozen or so years, or did that not really come into consideration?
No, like, I don't think that really affected anything. I was pretty young, and I was pretty messed up after that one, but that was a really long time ago. So I think concussions definitely stack up, right? Like, we all know that. I've had my fair share, unfortunately, but this really isn't like a physical thing. Like, I think if I would have had no injuries over the last 10 years, like, this time frame was still going to be this time frame. This is kind of always what I wanted. So, this sport has given me a lot, and I love this sport. Obviously, I love NASCAR racing, and I think the guys that race forever, that's super cool. That just was never going to be me. So, I'm excited for kind of what the rest of my life holds. I'm honestly really just ready to be a normal person in a lot of ways. So, I think my back's okay, and keep digging on it.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll go to Zach, and then we'll take a final question from Dustin.
Jeff, this is for you. Obviously, today is about Alex and what's next for him, but that obviously means that there's going to be an opening in that 48 car. How does Hendrick Motorsports go about finding its next driver for that team?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're fortunate enough that, you know, we don't go through this all that often at Hendrick Motorsports. And when these cycles do happen, obviously, you know, there's a process there of looking, you know, for someone the right fit, not only from a performance standpoint, but for our company and our culture. And so, you know, again, today, as you mentioned, is about Alex, and you know, in the near future, it'll be about Alex and his story, and we'll, you know, begin that process on what's next for the 48 team in 2028, you know, very soon.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, USA Sports. Jeff, for an organization like yours built on winning, it's been 10 races since last one. Obviously, a lot of organizations would love to go, you know, not have a win, you win every 10 races. How do you guys assess things where they are? And particularly like the last 2 weeks, read too much in the results the last 2 weeks and unique things have happened, or is there a concern, particularly the last 2 weeks?
Well, I think the standards of Hendrick Motorsports are, of course, to win races and compete for championships. And, you know, 2 wins at this time of the season is, you know, certainly below where we'd want to be. What I am most proud of is the effort that's being put back into these race cars of all the men and women at Hendrick Motorsports who are working so hard to get that better. I can tell you it's not for lack of effort. You know, we're learning a lot literally every week that we go to the racetrack with the new body on this car. And, you know, our goal is to continue that, you know, inch forward, so to speak, and by the time we get to the chase, be ready to compete for the wins and compete for that championship. There's a lot of fight in this company, and there's a lot of passion in this company, and you know, that's the people. The important thing for us is you know, to make sure that you know, we keep the morale up and we keep fighting and we keep working hard. So yeah, we admit that we've got some work to do, and certainly weekends like that last weekend, you know, unfortunate circumstances, but that is racing. You know, sometimes you're on the wrong end of those things. So we're going to continue to work hard, keep our heads down, and you know, we believe in the direction we're going, and the results will come.
All right, gentlemen, thank you for your time, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks.